From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Democratic presidential frontrunner Bernie Sanders has upset Cubans in South Florida with his recent remarks praising Fidel Castro. But it's not just conservative Cuban Americans who are dismayed by Sanders' rhetoric.
We're very opposed to the authoritarian nature of Cuba. But, you know, it's unfair to simply say everything is bad. You know, when
Fidel That's Castro Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday night. Amid his criticism of the Cuban regime, Sanders also went out of his way to applaud the late dictator Fidel Castro. And that has sparked outcry in South Florida, not just among hardline Cuban exiles, but moderates as well.
That triggers wounds that have molded Cuban American identities for decades, regardless of party affiliation. That's his introduction to the community, and it comes across as completely tin-eared and insensitive to the pain and suffering of Cuban exiles.
Rick Herrero is a Miami-born Cuban attorney who heads the Cuba Study Group in Washington, D.C. Herrero is a Democrat. Many moderate Cuban Americans like him are critical of Sanders' sometimes apologetic stance on authoritarian socialist regimes like Cuba and Venezuela. They fear it may harm Democrats' chances against President Trump in Florida and elsewhere if Sanders is the nominee.
He's forcing Hispanic Democratic voters and elected officials to immediately distance themselves from him less than a month before the Florida primary.
Sanders argues he's doing well with Hispanic voters who helped fuel his win in the Nevada primary last weekend. But others point out those were largely Mexican-American voters, not the Cuban-American and South American electorate he'll need in Florida. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.